Watch, World War II veteran enjoys singing, cupcakes, jokes on his 104th birthday. By Amy Furr on January 4, 2025. A World War II veteran in Bradenton, Florida, enjoyed reaching a big milestone on Thursday surrounded by those who love him. World War II U.S. Air Force veteran Jules Hagen turned 104 years old, and his birthday celebration included singing, lots of laughs, and cupcakes, 11 Alive reported. Hagen grew up in Indiana during the Great Depression, and his father made sure his son understood that it took hard work to get ahead in life, telling him to get up at 6 a.m. and work until noon. "Keep your damn mouth shut and work," he said, laughing. In a social media post on Thursday, Hagen's residence, the Brookdale Palmasola, shared photos of him being interviewed by members of the media. "Today, we are beyond thrilled to celebrate with Jules a truly remarkable milestone of turning 104. From countless cherished memories to inspiring stories, Jules has not only witnessed history, but has been a part of it. Whether it's sharing wisdom or simply enjoying the little things, Jules continues to inspire us every day," the post read. During the war, Hagen was a command engineer stationed in England. His job was to ensure the B-17 bombers and pilots were ready to fight the enemy. World War II, which began in 1939 and ended in 1945, is known as the deadliest and most destructive war in history, per the National World War II Museum's website. Before the war, Germany, America, and the rest of the world were going through the Great Depression. The economy was very bad, unemployment was at an all-time high, and massive inflation caused money to lose its value. More than 50 nations in the world were fighting, with more than 100 million soldiers deployed. Countries like America and Britain were part of the Allied powers. Japan and Germany were part of the Axis powers. When the war ended, Hagen worked as an attorney and also became a husband and father. His advice to the younger generation is to take challenges head on. "I think I've been brought up to think the way to live is to work. You got to work. You got to plan," he said.